Very good. This is Ajahn Brahm back again with a little talk and a guided meditation. And what day is it today? It's the 19th today, the 19th of May 2020. And I'm not quite sure how long we're going to be doing these talks during the week, because it seems to be that COVID is getting better. Actually, not COVID is getting better. COVID is dying out. Poor COVID. May COVID die in peace. But it's little talks to encourage people to do more relaxation, more meditation, more cultivating of good attitudes, so that we don't need to worry so much. Over here, I have my little gong bonger. But sometimes I use this for another purpose. It's remembering a very simple teaching of Ajahn Chah. You know, Ajahn Chah, he was only past grade 4 at school. There was no opportunity to do any more. But some of the wise things he taught me in such few words just meant so much. And I still practice them to this day. He'd pick up a stick by the side of the road. I remember him doing this when I was walking back from Alms Round with him. He picked up a stick at the side of the road and he'd ask me, Ajahn Brahm. I wasn't Ajahn, and he'd call me Brahma Wangsa. Ajahn Brahm, is the stick heavy? And before I could open my mouth, he threw it away. And he said, the stick is only heavy when you're holding it, when you're grasping it, when you're attached to it, when you're holding it, when you put it down or throw it away, it's not heavy at all. And that was such a simple teaching, but such a powerful one. Because so many of my duties and responsibilities and burdens now, oh, they're just, sometimes there's so much. And the story I often tell, which makes it very clear, you know, just the busyness of a monk, but am I really busy? But anyway, I gave a talk one evening. It was in Singapore, a big talk, a couple of thousand people, and a question and answer time. A fellow at the back stood up by the microphone and said, Ajahn Brahm, it's all very well for you to teach us like this how to relax, how to let go, but you're a monk. You're a monk. What do you know about stress and busyness and responsibility? He asked a question like that. And of course, I was up to the challenge, so I thought. And I said, listen, I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, I said, and I listed to the best of my memory all the things which I had done that morning, mostly for other people, all fulfilling my responsibilities, my duties, talking, counseling, asking questions, oh, so much work. And this was, when he asked that question, it was about 10 p.m. in the evening. And I've been at it all day, doing my duties as a Buddhist monk, as a teaching monk. And after I finished detailing all my work, he got to the microphone again. And he said, wow, wow, I never realized how hard a modern day monk has to work. He said, I'm in the IT industry. I thought that was hard work, but I always thought one day I'd become a monk. Not now, I think I'll stay in IT. I lost a possible monk. But never mind. You do sort of sometimes work hard, but only one thing in the moment. And that's why you learn how to throw things away. I can go and pick up that thing afterwards and carry it around if I need to. That's one thing I learned, is how to let go. And how do you let go? It's sometimes so difficult. People ask me, they meditated, they're a Buddhist, they like Buddhism, they get the theory, but how do you do it? They say, how do I let go? They said, I close their eyes, they cross their legs. I was going to say the other way around, cross your eyes and close your legs. Anyway, I won't go there anymore. You close your eyes and you cross your legs, and then you just watch your breath or something. I said, they don't watch their breath. They watch all their problems or fantasies or dreams or anxieties. They said, oh, just it's more peaceful having their eyes open and not meditating. They haven't learned how to let go. And so it's one of the most important things in meditation, to understand how letting go happens. And because of that, I like saying this little story, again, a little three-line poem. And I put this in the front of one of my books. The three-line poem goes, grant yourself a moment of peace. Just a moment of peace. Grant yourself a moment of peace. And you realize how foolishly you've scurried about, like run around. You need to grant yourself that moments of peace, first of all. A lot of times people don't even give themselves moments of peace. They wait for someone else to give it to them. Or they wait till it just happens, instead of giving yourself that time to be peaceful. Some people say, I haven't got enough time. I'm too busy. There's too many things to do. I already mentioned that I do many, many things. You can always give yourself that time to be peaceful. Because one thing I realized in life, when you give yourself the moments of peace, you get more work done. You ever notice when you have a task to do, an email to write, a report to deliver, how much time you waste? How sometimes you can be looking at a computer and just the words just don't come up. The ideas are just not there. And other times, when your brain is alive, when it's powerful, all the words and ideas come up and you can be innovative as well. Any innovation which I have, even some of the silly jokes, some of them are original jokes. And then, when you do such things, where did they come from? They come from learning just how to be alive, to energize the mind, and let these things occur. But anyway, that I've noticed that there's more innovation, there's more efficiency, more stuff gets done, the more peaceful you are. So grant yourself a moment of peace. It's not meaning that you're just copping out of life. You are just not being responsible. You're just learning just how to balance your brain activity between efficient work and peace, stillness. So you grant yourself those moments of peace, moments to let go. So afterwards you can perform. Oh, I remember so many great examples. You know, one of the things I did, pushing boundaries a little bit, was they asked me in a group in Singapore years ago to take part in a little play, a Buddhist play, about sort of opening the door of your heart. I forget what it was called. I might have even been that. But anyway, that I had to just do a little cameo performance to appear on stage and just give a little talk for 5 minutes and then go back off again. And I was very happy to help out, to try and experiment making Buddhism more relevant to people in our modern world and to reach them more. So anyway, as I went up there I came right from Perth, arrived in Singapore early in the afternoon for the matinee performance, that's in the afternoon. And all the other sort of performers and Buddhists, they all went off for dinner. Of course, I didn't have any dinner. So I just found a nice quiet place to meditate, because I was exhausted after a long aircraft flight, having to get up really early in the morning in Perth, 5 or 6 hours aircraft flight, and then going to the theater, and then just getting ready, asking what I'm supposed to be doing, and then waiting for my spot and then coming on, performing. And then afterwards, I was exhausted. I was really tired. So I just found a nice quiet place. really quiet place in the theatre, crossed my legs, closed my eyes, and I granted myself, I think, about an hour of peace while everyone else was out for dinner. Oh, that was just a wonderful hour. Really tired, first of all. Ugh. Until the energy started coming back. I'm not afraid of tiredness. I don't try and control tiredness. I open the door of my heart to tiredness. I respect it. It's the way my body responds when I have just been working too hard. And then I respect that tiredness. And totally, with that tiredness, that exhaustion, I don't try and escape anywhere. I get to know tiredness. It's one of these things which I respect. And then, and with that tiredness, and soon, the energies in my body come back again. And then the energies come back in my body, and then my brain, they go off into my mind, and then I'm really happy and just really alive. And that performance in the afternoon, on the evening, sorry, second performance that day when I gave a talk, that was really, really hot. If you know the word hot, it means it's really good. Simply because I know how to energize myself by granting myself moments of peace. Scurrying around is a time to scurry, but that's all we ever do in life. Our exhaustion knows no break. We get tired, and from tiredness we get anger, ill will. We say terrible things to the people we love and should respect simply because we're exhausted, so tired. So by granting yourself moments of peace, it's like giving yourself a gift. You want to try innovative ways. If it's ever close to your birthday or any other important day, go to the cupboard and get an old box, get some gift wrapping paper, and maybe a bow and a little gift dedication card. And then in that box, put something really, really, really important for you. A real gift, something you would really treasure. Peace. Even write it on a piece of paper. P-E-A-C-E. To me, is your name, with love, for me, with your name again. And then put that little piece of gift paper, you know, peace, to me, with love for me. Put it in the box. Put the lid on. And wrap it as carefully as you possibly can. With beautiful gift wrapping paper. Tie a nice little bow and put a little card. Happy whatever, happy anniversary, happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, Father's Day, or whatever day, to yourself. And then put it somewhere, and then just go and have your lunch, or go to work, or go to sleep, and when you wake up the following morning, you find it. Wow, surprise! Someone's given me a gift. And play the game as best you possibly can. Wow, I wonder what it is inside. And when you open the parcel, when you open the lid, you see a gift of peace from me, with love to me. Ah, how sweet. Just what I always wanted. Peace. You have to be willing to give yourself that peace. Like as a grant, as a gift, a permission. Just to let go for a few moments of all the past and future and all the other problems of life. And give yourself that grant, that gift of peace. It's called learning how to let go. So now, let's give it a try for 15 or 20 minutes. So if you like to cross your legs, if you're meditating on a chair, on a cushion. If you're on a chair, on a bed, just get the posture which you can get the most peace out of. The most comfortable position for you. And close your eyes. Be aware of your body, because you've got to be kind to your body. This is granting your body some peace. Body, I feed you, I exercise you, I rest you. Now I'm going to give you the gift of peace. Legs, please accept this loving gift of peace which I give to you. I give peace to my feet. Give peace to my calves, my knees, or my ankles as well, to my thighs. Just imagine that each part of your body accepting the gift of peace with a smile of gratitude. Give peace to your buttocks. Sorry, I have to squash you by sitting on a cushion. Give peace to your lower back, your waist. Waist, I grant you peace. And the rest of your back as you move up the back. May you all be peaceful, every muscle, every bone, every ligament, every joint. Imagine this is a gift you're giving to your body. Just now. My shoulders. May you be at peace. It's a little gift I give. You may imagine in so many different ways, like a golden light or a beautiful balm which you rub into your tired and tense joints. I give you peace. Give that peace down your arms, elbows and forearms and wrists and hands. Giving peace to all the parts you visit. And peace to your neck, throat, face, and brain, and ears, and head. Give peace everywhere. Even your body can stop rushing around, trying to fix things. We're all saying, not trying to cure things, we're caring for them. Caring in this moment. And then you go to your mind. Mind, I give you peace. Don't try and concentrate, get rid of things. Please don't try to be mindful. I give you peace instead. Be peaceful with whatever you're experiencing. A ceasefire on the spiritual assault of Nibbana. Learning how to be with this moment rather than wanting to be somewhere else. Make peace, not war, with your mind, with your life. And listen, not with the ears on the side of your head. Listen with the ears inside your mind. and hear the song of healing silence. Give yourself the gift of silence as well as peace. Give yourself the gift of freedom. Don't try and keep anything. This moment comes and it leaves. Give yourself the gift of freedom. Of not needing to understand, just to be. Give yourself the gift of inner joy. Beautiful delight in the body which is at ease. The mind which is silent here doesn't need to go anywhere. It's peace. It's getting close to the end of this short guided meditation. How are you? How do you feel? You don't want anything. You have contentment itself. Life is peaceful. The body is relaxed. You've given yourself these moments of peace. Take more if you can. If you need to share those gifts of peace and kindness to the world, now's the time to do it. So very slowly, open your eyes. Now we'll give the closing blessing. Sabbhogavinimutto sabbasantapavacitto sabbaviramatikando viputo chatuvangbhava sabitiyo viva chantu sabbhavogo vinasatu mate bhavan vantarayo sukhitika yuko bhava Apivadanhasilitsanichak Vatapacharino Chataro Dhamma Vatanti Ayuvano Sukhang Balang. May you all be strong, healthy, and content.